second of two in a row on the big DV at 28 minutes to 10. Hiya.
Boeing, Boeing, a sophisticated, side-splitting Sunday movie premiere, 8:15 on 7. And don't forget the hilarious Blackboard Bungle. Please, sir, it's on at 7:30. It's the best of Sunday night viewing from the 7 Revolution.
In a moment, we have Jose. Jose Feliciano coming on. Think about Boeing, Boeing. John Eden, the Silver Fox, that well-known Collingwood supporter. He'll probably get the football results when he gets to Singapore or somewhere, is off on 3 weeks vacation. As a matter of fact, he's going on the inaugural Qantas flight to London out of Tullamarine, which is very nice for him. There's a couple of jokers from the Herald and John Eden from the Big DB and a few other radio and TV personalities. I wonder what they're doing now on that aeroplane at 30,000 feet up. Have their feet up, for sure, and they'd be opening a can of Terex, probably. Knowing Eden, that's got to be a joke, hasn't it? What I meant to tell you before, when I was talking about John Eden, is that he's away for a 3 weeks holiday. Well-earned holiday, too. I mean, how would you like to get up at 4 o'clock every morning? And in his place, in the Brekkie Show, will be Jeff Warden, who's a great guy, and you'll enjoy the show. Very smooth sort of character is Mr. Warden, and you can hear Jeff Warden between 5 and 9, Monday to Saturday, each morning on the Big DB. You'll like it, good music, and he's a good fella. Twenty minutes to 10 o'clock, Saturday night, Tony Doherty Show. Hope you're feeling good. Hey, you're looking all right for a Saturday night. You haven't been playing up today, have you? By gee, I had a quiet day. Didn't even go to the footy. It's too wet, too cold. Everybody else has got the flu. I haven't got it yet. I'm making sure I don't get it. Eat plenty of oranges, they reckon. Here's another note from the Big DB date book. Tickets are now available for the 1970 Cabaret Ball to be held at the Heidelberg Town Hall on Friday evening, the 10th of July, from 8 until 1 o'clock. Proceeds going to aid the Aboriginal Children's Christmas Tree. This is a good idea, which is held annually at the Doug Nichols Centre. Now, the tickets are $8 a double, which includes an excellent supper, so organise your party now. You can ring during business hours, 489-8467, if you'd like to go to that, on July the 10th. That is at the Heidelberg Town Hall for the Aboriginal Children's Christmas Tree. That's the proceeds will go to that. That's Cabaret Ball. So if you would like to go, make up a party if you live out that way, well, you can ring during business hours, 489-8467. Get up, party, go along, you have a good time. C-D-B. Here's Joni Mitchell, the Big Yellow Taxi. No free plugs either. You heard it on the Big DB. It's quite a good record, that, and it's true in a lot of ways, too. 17 minutes to 10 o'clock. Tony Doherty saying hi on the Big DB. On Saturday evening, we'll check news again at 10 o'clock. 5 minute summary of news from all around the world and the local scene too with Bill Edmonds. 1960.
Ride, Daddy, ride. Get 'em, man. Like him.
Oh, like Hipsville. He's a bit of a cool cat, isn't he? That's the group called the Hollywood Argyles and a hit out of 1960. Remember that one? That's Alley Oop. And he used to be very big in the comic books. I haven't seen Alley Oop for a long time. Probably because I don't read many comic books, but in the comic books that my kids bring home, put it that way, which I sneak a look at, I haven't seen Alley Oop for a long time. But I dare say he's still about somewhere in his cave with his dinosaurs, and it's 13 minutes to 10 o'clock on the Big DB. We've just got latest weather information in, and it goes like this. Rather cold, with a few showers and a few sunny periods likely tomorrow. Moderate to occasionally fresh northwest winds, and the lowest overnight temperature will be 47 degrees. That is not too bad, really, because I believe in Brisbane, this morning, it was 39 degrees. Coldest morning in Brisbane for a couple of years, and they'd really feel that believe me, in Brisbane, 39 degrees. So down here in Melbourne, it's going to be a low overnight of 47 and a high of 54 degrees. That's the story on the weather. We'll have all the news checked out by Bill Edmonds, the Herald Sun Radio News, at 10 o'clock. Here at the Big DB, Martha Ellen Jenkins. 10 minutes to 10 o'clock. Paddy O'Donnell, he's on tomorrow afternoon between 12 and 4. He's got a good, fun show lined up for you, his pad. So if you'd like to have Sunday lunch with Paddy O'Donnell, well, tune in tomorrow anytime between noon and 4. You'll hear a lot of Big DB fun music and a whole lot of fun, too. There's always some action when Paddy's about. In fact, he's left a packet of Alpine cigarettes here, and there's about four in it. No one's going to smoke them. Because knowing Paddy, if he leaves cigarettes around, they're liable to have little exploding mechanisms therein and blow your head off or something. He's one of those fellas, you know, and he'll be on, you can hear him. Judge for yourself between noon and four. That's if he shows up tomorrow. Of course he'll show up. He better. 9 minutes to 10 o'clock. This is the Big DB in Melbourne.
Keep it here on 3DB, Herald Sun Radio, for the latest summary of up-to-the-minute Herald Sun news in less than 15 minutes. 3DB.
For all the Elvis fans, here's a record for you. It's a beauty, too. It's called A Wonder of You. I like the lyrics of this song. Elvis Presley here on 3DB. That's for all the Elvis fans and their legion, aren't they, in Melbourne? Very strong for Elvis, the people of Melbourne. And there have been rumours here and there that he may be out here next year. I reckon he just about, what could he pack out? The Meyer Music Bowl, I guess. Or the MCG, maybe, given a good night. If the weather is going to fight up ever, I doubt it. 3DB. Big O on the Big DB, communication breakdown, 6 minutes to 10 o'clock.
We never walk, we never...
Roy Orbison, communication breakdown, subtitle, or our transmitter has just caught fire. It's coming up 2.5 minutes to 10 o'clock. This is the Big DB in Melbourne, and we'll check the latest news for you with Bill Edmonds out of the Big DB newsroom in just a moment or two. Stay on for that. Following that, we'll be back with a lot of good music. And heading off will be the Archies with Jingle Jangle, Bop and the Blues, Chuny Lopez, and a young girl from the Union Gap, quite a few more. So hope you'll stay on. This is the love theme from the motion picture Airport, Vincent Bell there. Weather-wise, cold with a few showers. All the details in the news here on Victoria's key major network station. It's 10 o'clock.
This is Bill Edmonds with Herald Sun Radio News. Post-mortem examinations have been carried out in Geelong on the bodies of Mrs. Therese Crawford and her three children. The bodies were found yesterday in a car on the ledge in Lockhart Gorge, 158 miles west of Melbourne. According to the examinations, Mrs. Crawford died from electrocution and the children were battered to death. Police have started an all-out search for the murderer and for the husband, Mr. Elmer Crawford, who is missing. It is feared he may also be dead. Oil in South Australia. The details and other news after this.
All aboard for Boeing Boeing, where even the hostess with the mostest.
This is Herald Sun Radio News. South Australia's first major oil flow has been announced. High-quality crude oil has been struck at the Tuawarra No. 1 well in the far north between Inner Maminka and the Birdsville Track. Oil is reported flowing at the rate of 513 barrels a day. Oil experts say this is the first definite evidence that a flow of oil is obtainable in South Australia. The strike has been made by a consortium of six exploration companies. In Adelaide, 16 students have been charged following today's violent anti-American demonstration. They have been released on $100 bail. Police and newsmen covering the march were punched and kicked as marchers fought to pull arrested friends clear of paddy wagons. There were ugly scenes as marchers openly defied police. The Spanish Air Ministry says there are apparently no survivors from the jet airliner which crashed in the mountains north of Barcelona. The Comet jet, owned by Dan Air, was on its way from England to Spain with 112 passengers and crew. Rescue parties have set off for the area, and helicopters are also on their way to the wrecked plane. The exact site and altitude where the wreckage was sighted is not known, but the isolated range is dominated by a peak 5,600 feet high. The Australian Army headquarters in South Vietnam say two Australian soldiers have been wounded in an ambush. A spokesman says the Viet Cong walked into an ambush about 8 miles from Nui Dat, and two of them were killed by small arms fire. The Australians wounded were hit by rocket-propelled grenades. They are in a satisfactory condition in Vung Tau Hospital. In Japan, an Australian and an Italian communist have filed a suit with the Tokyo District Court to block an expulsion order to leave the country. The Australian is the National Secretary of the Australian Communist Party, Mr. Ahrens, who was allowed to enter Japan with a tourist visa on June the 30th for the express purpose of visiting Expo 70 in Osaka. However, Ministry of Justice officials say that since the two men arrived, there has been no indication that they would visit the fair. Instead, they attended a congress at the Japanese Communist Party, and Japan says entry permission was revoked on the ground that their activities violated the immigration control law. Two Australian swimming records have been broken in Brisbane. Denise Langford of New South Wales clipped a second from her 400 metres medley record, and Lynn Watson of Western Australia took 0.7 of a second off the 200 metre backstroke record. Both are members of the Australian team for the Commonwealth Games, which was competing in the only carnival before leaving for Edinburgh on Monday. The team coach, Don Talbot, says the standard of the swimmers is excellent considering the stage of preparation. The French husband and wife team of Jean-Claude and Lucette Odier are still holding the lead in the Ampol car trial. When the trial reached Canberra tonight, 8 points separated the Ogiers from their nearest rival, Edgar Herman and Hans Schuller. The cars are now pushing towards Bathurst, where they are due to arrive around 2:30 a.m. The trial finishes at the Sydney showground tomorrow. Reports reaching the city from Surrey Hills tonight say that the world beer drinking record has again been broken. 31-year-old Victor Rose is said to have drunk 82 beers at the College Lawn Hotel since 10 o'clock this morning, passing the previous record of 81. There's no word on the condition of Mr. Rose. This is Bill Edmonds for Herald Sun Radio News.
Northland is the biggest regional shopping centre in Victoria, and it brings you all the benefits of planned competitive shopping, plus masses of direct public transport and acres of free parking. You choose from more than 80 shops and specialist services, and there's even a market with 32 bargain stores. All the stores are grouped together on the one level to allow you to compare prices, ranges, values, quickly and easily. And there's always something on at North End. Displays, demonstrations, fashion parades, shows, sales, and you enjoy them all in air-conditioned comfort. Shop at the biggest centre in the state, gigantic North End Shopping Centre, Murray Road, East Preston.
Rather cold and a few showers, occasionally fresh winds. Here is the official forecast from the Weather Bureau. A strong wind warning remains current for all Victorian coastal waters, but some moderation is expected during Sunday. For Melbourne, rather cold with a few showers and a few sunny periods likely. Moderate to occasionally fresh northwest to westerly winds. For Victoria, rather cold generally, with showers confined chiefly to southern and mountain areas and a few light snowfalls on higher eastern ranges, mostly dry north of the ranges. Moderate to fresh westerly winds, strong at times about the coast, with moderate to rough seas and moderate swells. For Port Phillip and Western Port Bays, 15 to 20 knot northwest to westerly winds and rather rough seas. The barometer reading is 29.83 inches and rising. The humidity is 78%. Tomorrow's temperature should range between 47 and 54 degrees, and the current city temperature is 53 degrees.
That wonderful weekend feeling.
Sing me, sing me, sing me. Sing me, sing me, baby.
Ooh,
baby.
Archie is on the Big DB. A song written by Andy Kim's called Jingle Jangle. And it's 10 minutes past 10. This is the Northland Show. That's a pretty good place to do your shopping too, Northland. You know, it's air-conditioned, gigantic place, and you get just about everything you want at Northland at Murray Road, East Preston. Charles Case, he'll tell you all about it.
Buckley's at Northland have famous American Cannon bath towels. These are big, beautiful bath towels, quality towels. You can buy them patterned or plain, and the price, only $2.50. And they're available for you at Buckley's, your quality store, at the gigantic air-conditioned North End Shopping Centre, situated in Murray Road, East Preston.
Here's Bobby Martin for the love of him. A strong ballad for Bobby Martin, who does very well in American country and Western circles. Don't hear much of her out here, unfortunately, because it's a good record for her. 13 past 10 o'clock on the Big DB. In a moment, Carl Perkins, one of the original rockers, with a little soft rock called Bob and the Blues Air.
Meyer North End goes musical with their great new music shop, and it really has got the lot, musically speaking. Electronic organs, spinet organs, pianos by famous Yamaha, Beale, Linda, Barrett, and Robinson. They're all there. Band instruments, drum kits, accordions, guitars by Maton, they're all there. A Hamazoo or mouth organ for the kids, likewise. Meyer's Great Music Shop has all the sound that's around. See it soon on the second floor of Meyer's at the gigantic air-conditioned North End Shopping Centre, Murray Road, East Preston.
Well, all of my friends... Beauty, isn't it? That's Carl Perkins. He's been around the pop music scene in the United States for many years. This track called Bop and the Blues from an album out by Carl Perkins, the New Rhythm and Blues group. Pretty good. When you consider that he was singing rock and roll songs back in 1950, that's when it all started, around about that time, for the old Memphis Sun label. And the guy that ran that, Sam Phillips, was the fellow that discovered Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and Roy Orbison, and also Carl Perkins, who wrote Blue Suede Shoes. And, of course, even the Beatles have knocked up recording some of